Charles, give me your take. I saw the piece that was in the Houston Chronicle about the Texas leadership and how it approached the immigration issue in this past session. You know, if Governor Perry is really in contention for the White House, that people would expect the same kind of leadership on that issue to carry over if he's going to be successful.
Well, I agree, and I think Governor Perry recognized that, had that in mind, because at the beginning of the session, as you know, he declared the enactment of an so-called anti-sanctuary city bill as an emergency, and was very keen on getting something passed, more interested in the something than the substance of that. And as I indicated in that piece, I think what's remarkable is at the end of the day, nothing passed in the regular session, and he pushed hard to get the same legislation, something, anything passed in the special session, and it fell there too. So I think that's that says a lot, and I think the short answer, there's been a lot of speculation why, is that this was going to be clearly a Republican decision, with the Republicans controlling a majority, both large majorities in the House and the Senate. And yet I think in private, while they felt compelled to do something in private, they realized it was a double-edged sword, that there was no, that the, from a substantive point of view, that the legislation wasn't very good, and that they were concerned that they were going to alienate perhaps for a generation potential Hispanic Republican voters, that recognizing that our state was going to be a majority Hispanic state during most of their lifetime.
So when the critics, like the some of the Tea Party activists, for example, I was talking with one of the leaders of the Dallas Tea Party, when they say that it seemed like there was a sort of a kabuki dance going on publicly, but behind the scenes, they were really trying to kill all this. What I hear you saying is that that's accurate, but that it's good.
I think it's accurate and it's good. And it's good because it was bad legislation to begin with. It had no, at the very best, it would have been symbolic. And I think even the legislature at some point recognized that the governor just needed something in name only. And I think it would, it was very harmful to the Republican Party. Those of us who at the outset of the session were sort of demoralized because I think there was over 100 so-called anti-immigrant bills introduced. Our approach was to work with the Republican majority. We knew the Democrats were in opposition, but to get the Republicans to recognize that it was both bad legislation, bad for business, bad for the state, bad for its image, and in the end, bad for the Republican Party. And what was interesting to me was that that grown-ups within, these are very conservative Republicans, realized that, but they did do a little Texas two-steps in trying to avoid having to take votes because they knew that there was an angry base that wanted them to vote for anything that was labeled anti-immigrant, and they did their best to avoid having to take any votes. And I think that was the key. These bills did not get out of committee. If they got out of the committee, they were going to pass.
What do you think would happen if you have somebody like Governor Perry, who is who has been talking so much about how Washington's a total failure on this immigration issue? If you've got him, say potentially in the White House, you've got a Republican House, a Democratic Senate. How is that going to work out?
Well, you know, once you have leadership, you've got to change your rhetoric. Interestingly, Governor Perry, who has, as we all know, has served as governor for the longer than anyone, has actually been, from my perspective, not that bad on immigration. He may not be proud of it, but he signed a bill that's anathema to sort of the really anti-immigrant groups, and that is that allows in-state tuition for immigrants irrespective of their immigration status. He had to defend that in his debate against Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison. I think if he were in the White House, he would bring a more balanced perspective. He's always been aware of the of how important immigration is to the economy, and he's tacked to the right in the last couple of years only because of the I think the mood within the Republican base.
Well, and so does that mean that you think that if he was elected as president, would you expect there to be a swift crackdown on immigration issues, or do you think that he would have more of an approach like President Bush?
Well, actually, that's the irony, because there's so many myths out there. You really couldn't say a crackdown, because no one has had more enforcement than President Obama. That's why it sort of angered a lot of his base. President Obama, simply put, has deported more people than any administration in history. He has deported in his first year, I believe, more people than George W. Bush, that was deported during the George W. Bush administration. We have more effective enforcement. I think that if he's elected, he would have to set aside that rhetoric that talks about the border being out of control, needing more border enforcement, and actually deal with the realities rather than the sound bites, which have little truth to them. I spent a day on the San Diego sector, and the biggest complaint that the Border Patrol agents had on the ground was boredom, because the rates of attempted illegal crossings are about one-fifth of what they used to be just not that many years ago. And if you read the recent report that was widely distributed, attempted illegal entries are at all-time low, and you have to go back many decades, yet the political myth is just the opposite. So I think if Perry got in the White House, being familiar with this issue, he would bring a degree of realism and would sort of set aside a lot of the rhetoric that has no basis in fact.
All right, Charles Foster, I always appreciate it. Thank you.